Hello, it is Tuesday, June 9th, and this is the NFL News Show, where I cover the last 24 hours of NFL news, and we really don't have too much today, but I figured I would tell you anyway. After signing with Atlanta nearly 2 months ago, Todd Gurley was very questionable if he would pass his physical due to the knee injury he sustained, I think it was 2 years ago, and he really slowed down after that injury. But he, yesterday he finally was able to fly to Atlanta where he got his physical, and he passed it on Monday. With the physical behind him, Gurley can now focus on his preparation for a bounce back season with the Atlanta Falcons. He arguably is one of, if not the best running back in the NFL when he is not without that knee injury. He could be super, super good for the Falcons in that really competitive NFC South division. The Patriots coaches will not be returning to their offices until training camp, even though earlier this week the NFL new CBA announced that coaches are allowed to return to their offices for a little while now, but the Patriots apparently will not be returning until training camp. The Lions have signed third-round defensive end Julian Arqua out of Notre Dame. He is their third of 9 picks to sign this spring so far, joining fourth-rounder Logan Sternberg and sixth-rounder John Pastine, I think. I don't know. Speaking of Lions players, Lions running back Bo Scarborough is only 23 years old and hopes to play many more seasons in the NFL, but he's also thinking about his post-football life, which I think is pretty smart. To not just focus on the present football, but also focus what, because you can't play football forever. You gotta think about after football and what you're gonna do. So he is doing that right now. Scarborough has been taking classes throughout the summer with an eye towards graduating Alabama before the season begins. His current class is Criminal Justice 290, will be a step forward to what he thinks could be a career as an FBI agent. I did not think that a football player would be an FBI agent. That just is not the first thing I think when I think, oh, football player. I'd think like broadcaster or something like that. Not FBI agent. So good for him that he might become an FBI agent, which would be really cool. And that is going to do it for today's episode of the NFL News Show. If you would like to listen to my podcast other places, we have it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, pretty much everywhere. We also have it on YouTube. I also have a couple other series on YouTube, which is weekly NFL news, and a thing I call Team Review, where I just do free agency draft, the free agency for each team, the draft, all their losses and gains of the offseason, and then I just basically simulate through the season, and in the end I'll hopefully be able to do a playoff simulation and who I think will win the Super Bowl. But yeah, that is all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.